March 22nd, 2023. Halfcast 421, episode 421. Let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys. An evening of reflection. Shall we? Inmates caught at IHOP after allegedly tunneling through cell wall, escaping jail. You had one job. All you had to do was make sure the inmates stayed in. It's not even like they used an elaborate hoax like sneaking out with the laundry hamper or stealing a prison guard's uniform. No, they burrowed out like two convicted gophers. Two Virginia inmates are back in custody after they allegedly escaped from jail by tunneling through a cell wall. Authorities said somebody should be losing their job. The men, John Garza and Arlie Nemo, allegedly made tools out of a toothbrush and a metal object to help them access untied rebars between the walls of the Newport News jail annex, according to the Newport News Sheriff's Office. Who knows, there might just be a dip in prison violence since the inmates know they can use their shanks to escape instead of using them to stab people. Silver linings. Silver linings. Garza, 37, and Nemo, 43, then allegedly climbed the security wall like a toddler getting out of the playpen on Monday afternoon and made their escape, the sheriff's office said. Authorities said they learned the men were missing during a routine head count on Monday evening. The two men were arrested at an IHOP in Hampton just outside the Newport News early Tuesday morning, according to the sheriff's office. Me personally, after I did all that work, I would have had a taste for something a little better than IHOP, but then again, this is Virginia. They probably fit right in. Hell, give them a week, they probably would have both had jobs there. The sheriff's office said they're reviewing a construction design weakness at the jail. A Newport News facility management and engineering team comprised of personnel and city facilities engineers are reviewing and formulating ways to mitigate the aforementioned facility weakness, the sheriff's office said in a statement. Until all weaknesses are identified and secured, we will not discuss the situation further for security reasons. Two people just walked right out of your facility, then went to IHOP and got a smokehouse combo, and you don't want to talk to anybody? Let's talk about how these people could have took a hostage, or any number of things could have happened. Let's talk about how you might have to demo the building, or at least come to the conclusion that you can't house inmates there until you figure out how to get it right. You got these two guys just out on the town eating crepes, and you don't want to talk to anybody? Nemo has been in custody since October on charges including credit card fraud, credit card larceny, forgery, possession of burglary tools, grand larceny, contempt of court, and probation violation. According to the sheriff's office, it was not clear if he has entered any pleas. Now that sounds like prison time to me, and include what he just did here with the escape, that's going to be the ice cream on the Belgian waffle. Garza has been in custody since December on charges including contempt of court, probation violations, and failure to appear. He pleaded guilty to failure to appear and SCCCD violation. See, this guy might have just been facing some extended probation and a few more bucks tacked onto his fine. But oh no, since he wanted to follow the guy that's definitely going to prison, he might just have to take that trip along with him. I hope those pancakes were damn fluffy. Next up, Oklahoma man arrested for asking stripper to set him up for sex with a toddler. This is what's happening around us in real time. These are the conversations we should be having. Not every 5 minutes is Trump going to jail. Who cares? They haven't put a handcuff on him yet. They might never put a handcuff on him. Spoiler alert. Can Biden read the teleprompter? Who cares? This is what we should be talking about. People walking around our society with sick thoughts and disgusting intentions. An Oklahoma man was arrested Monday for asking a mother to pimp her 2-year-old daughter out to him, police said. Michael John Overby, 32, was booked on charges of lewd, indecent proposals or acts to a child and access to a computer with unlawful intent, the Oklahoma City Police Department said. As bad as this is, what's even more disturbing is, how did he get so comfortable asking someone this? Of course, this is not his first time making such a request. Was there anyone out there that said yes to him that one time that got him off to the races? The man allegedly set out on his prevented scheme after meeting a dancer at the Red Dog Saloon on March 12th. Overby texted her shortly after meeting her at the popular strip joint. Court records obtained by Fox 25 show, "Do you allow sex with your daughter?" That doesn't sound like a first-time line. That sounds like a practice, rehearse line, the 32-year-old man allegedly asked. The mother responded that they'd have to talk in person. Instead, she reported him to the cops 4 days later and helped facilitate his arrest. Chestnut Checkers, shout out to this woman for not initially dismissing this guy just out of pure disgust alone and being patient enough to know that he had to get exposed, because if she would have just told him no, he was only just going to keep asking someone and asking someone until either he got the yes or until he got desperate enough and just went out there and snatched the child. Overby was booked on charges of lewd indecent proposals or acts to a child and access to a computer with unlawful intent. There has to be a more stiff penalty than that. He's going to have to at least register as a sex offender too, right? At the request of the police, the mother invited Overby to her apartment under the pretense of pimping out her daughter. This is how sick he is. Not for 1 second did he stop to think that he could be walking into a bullet. He could have been walking into an axe chop to the skull, which would have been my personal favorite, or at the very least, a setup by the police. He was just consumed with doing what he wanted to do to that child. "I've been thinking about it. You're not going to do anything to physically hurt her," the woman wrote before asking what Overby thought a fair price would be. Overby allegedly showed up at her home Monday, where Oklahoma cops took him into custody. He is being held on $200,000 bail. Let me know, do you think some jail time and some therapy will help fix the hunger that this man has for pedophilia? Me personally, I don't think so. But hear me out. Chemical castration and a full lobotomy, reset his old noodle, straighten him right on out. I tried to tough it out, but I have a cold. I'm going to wrap this one up. It's been a fun show. I'll talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.